Thank you for calling SPL Logistics. This is Horton speaking. How can I help you?
Yes. I've got down in my date book that you folks are due to come install a dishwasher for me today from 12 to 8. I never received any kind of confirmation that you folks were coming. I was thinking you'd probably get a hold of me yesterday, but nobody ever did, so I thought I'd better call and make sure we're still on track to get my dishwasher installed, because it was delayed once because we didn't have the proper, we had to put in the proper fitting to facilitate the install. So I called them, called you folks back and got a date of April 7th from 12 to 8. My name, you want my, what information do you need from me?
Can I have your telephone number?
937 is one of two numbers. It's 937-631-2972.
All right, just bear with me one moment to search that number, okay? Takes a minute or two, so just bear with me.
All righty. Peggy.
We're still searching, so just bear with me, okay, sir?
All right. I'm trying to understand. You talk very fast.
I do apologize. I said just bear with me. You're still searching.
All right. You don't have anything on your phone about them?
No, I didn't see anything. I looked.
Okay. Okay. What?
It says we're doing our part to help stand out. There's nothing about delivery now.
Did you click on that?
Yeah.
Okay. What is it about?
From tech consumers to tech creators, closing the gender gap, we'll do better.
Oh, okay.
They intentionally made it harder for people to see, and they had to spin it. But it is being a demon.
Still, I do apologize, sir. The system's moving a little slow this morning.
That's all right. I'm a little slow all the time.
Can I have your first and last name? Can you verify your address for me?
The last name is Walls, W-A-L-L-S. The first name is probably Kenneth or Peggy. 46 Apple Hill, Springfield, Ohio, 45504.
Thank you for that verification. Your installation was took place in February.
Yeah, but we had a problem. I had to replace a fitting. They came by and they couldn't install it because they said I had the wrong fitting to facilitate the install. So I called my plumbers and had the fitting installed. And I called back and said I had the for an install date and told them I had the fitting installed. And they said, we can't get you now till April 7th. And I groused a little bit about that. I complained a little bit about that. And apparently Best Buy has been super, super busy. And so anyway, I told them I'd take the install date of February 7th. I've got a number here.
Mm-hmm.
See if this means anything to you. And it, I think it's some kind of verification number or something. The number is P, capital P, 9038000, capital N as in new, 00X, T, capital X, capital T, capital N, Z, capital R, capital P, all capital letters. Does that mean anything to you?
No, sir.
Wow, this has been quite the adventure. You know, while I've been buying stuff from Best Buy for a long, long time, and I've never been jerked around like I have with this one. So you're saying you don't have anything for me today?
As of looking at your order, sir, I don't see anything that's scheduled.
Ain't that a B?
Thanks. Paid for and sitting in the box.
Paid for, sitting in the box. And our, and how do you think I got that install date? I'm going down to the store today. Huh?
I do apologize. The only thing I can advise you is to reach out to the store.
Oh, well, you can be assured I'm doing that. Yeah, you can rest assured about that. I am very unhappy.
Again, I do apologize.
I'll be there soon. Pardon? Well, that's all right. You can take your apology. Stick it where the sun doesn't shine.
Thank you for calling Espiologist, and you have a great day.
Sure. Bye.